Well, many immigrants are out of work, and that means less money going to their home countries. Last year, immigrant workers here in the U.S. sent an estimated $150 billion to relatives, and half of that went to Latin America. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, without work, they and their families back home are struggling.
Earlier this month, the Beverly Hills boutique where 51-year-old Annabelle cleaned shut its doors. She was laid off without pay. The only job she has now is cleaning a nearby office building one day a week. Holding on to the small apartment she and her husband share is a top priority.
Tenemos que dejar de comer para pagar la renta.
We've had to cut back on food just to pay the rent, says Annabelle, who asked NPR to use only her first name because she does not have a work permit. After making rent, Annabelle sends whatever she can to El Salvador, where she supports her two adult children and three grandchildren.
Pudimos ponerle $50 porque no podemos nosotros también quedarnos sin nada acá.
Last week, I was only able to send them $50, she says. We have to leave something here. Annabelle says she's been waiting in long lines at churches and food banks, hoping to get some help so she can save enough to send more money next week to her daughters. Thinking about her mother going hungry is depressing, Elba Mariela, Annabelle's eldest daughter in El Salvador.
A la vez me pongo a pensar. A saber que dejó de pagar ella, a saber si ella tiene comida.
I just think about what she's going without and if she has food, she says. But Elba Mariela is hurting in El Salvador, too. It was one of the first countries in the region to close its borders and quarantine residents. Only one cousin in her extended family still has a job. The money her mom sends is more critical than ever. That's the situation for millions around the world, says Manuel Orozco with the Washington, D.C.-based think tank, the Inter-American Dialogue.
You know, the numbers are just huge.
Especially in Latin America and the Caribbean. In Haiti, money sent from abroad accounts for a third of the economy. In Honduras, it's nearly a quarter. Even in Mexico, where dollars sent home are a small part of GDP, the losses will affect a lot of families, says Orozco.
You have to think about the households. 1.2 million households at least will not receive money this year. That's a big deal.
For now, Ari, a nanny for two small children in Washington, D.C., has been able to send money to her aging parents in Oaxaca, Mexico. That's because her employers are still paying her during the shutdown, but they say they don't know for how much longer. Ari's husband, a house painter, is barely working these days.
Veremos cómo se puede hacer.
We will have to see what we will do next month, says Ari, who also asked NPR not to use her full name because she is working in the country illegally. Hopefully, the shutdown will be lifted soon, she says.
Para que pueda uno volver a generar y empezar a mandar otra vez.
That way, she says, we can go back to work and start sending money back home again. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.